Yes, I mean, these would have to be printed or published primary sources that basically translate documents. And that's a very good question, because there should be more. I mean, in brackets, this is all a result of a very sad development in our schools and universities, which is the near collapse of language learning. And if you think, without sounding too reactionary, that when I went up to university, the special subject paper I took on Charles de Gaulle, in fact, was in the original language. All the sources were in French. You had to have French to do that, as you had to have for the Third Reich courses, etc., etc. I do think it's a great pity that those skills, sadly, are dying out. Not the fault of the students at all, but very much the fault of tradition and trend, and the way and certain trends in secondary and higher education. But so in terms of translated sources, the one I can think of that comes first to mind is one by John Hardman, who's the specialist on Louis XVI, above all, who brought out, there were two editions, but the latest edition, which came out, I suppose, in the late 1990s, is called The French Revolution Sourcebook. That... it has a slight tendency, it privileges possibly too much the high political sources rather than the social history, but it has some social history, it has enough. It should perhaps have more economic history and cultural history, but actually it is a good place to begin. And another source, which is less a compilation of printed sources, but just a remarkable compendium of any fact you would need to know about the French Revolution and how to put it in historical context, is Colin Jones's The Longman's Handbook of the French Revolution, which also has very good references and guides to the archival sources as well. So I would go for those two.